In Medina, there were three big Jewish tribes: Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza, and Banu Qaynuqa. And we said the Prophet ﷺ established a peace treaty with them when he migrated. And later on, Banu Qaynuqa broke it by killing a Muslim. And then the Prophet declared war against them, and he kicked them out of Medina. And then Banu Nadir, we said Huyay, he was the chief of Banu Nadir, and he was the father of Safiya, who is going to be the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we said that Huyay, after talking to the Prophet and making sure that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfills all the requirements they have in the Torah, we said they had a lot of knowledge in the Torah about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told his brother that I will become his enemy as long as I am alive. I will fight him as long as I am alive. And actually, they really did it. Banu Nadir tried to kill the Prophet ﷺ so many times. They were actually ones of those who gathered the tribes from around Arabia in the Battle of Al-Khandaq. The Battle of Al-Khandaq, the mushrikeen were 10,000. How did they get 10,000? Because Huyay himself, he went around gathering tribes to fight against the Prophet ﷺ. Imagine, he's the father-in-law to the Prophet ﷺ, is going to be. And they invited the Prophet ﷺ one time, and they were planning to make a rock fall on him to make it look like an accident and to kill him. But Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him not to go or to change the place where he was sitting at. So those people tried to kill the Prophet ﷺ many times. So from the first day they knew, although, and we said the Jews have a lot of knowledge about the final prophet in the Torah, small descriptions. Even they loved Safiya, his daughter, and the whole family was taking care of Safiya more than the rest of their children. Why? Because they knew she's going to be the wife of the final prophet. Even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, how did they know? She has a lot of the description that they have in the Torah about the wife of the final prophet. So you see how many details they have, and they still chose not to listen to the final prophet simply because he's not one of them. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them all the description, except that Allah did not tell them his nationality. In the Torah, it does not say he's going to be an Arab or a Jew or whatever it is. So they thought, because a lot of prophets were Jews, they thought he's going to be one of them. And that's why they were taking care of Safiya, getting ready that you're going to get married to the final prophet. And then they were surprised that the final prophet was Arab, and that's why they did not like it. And we said last night that Safiya had a dream that the moon was falling off the sky and landing in her lap. So she told her father, and her father, we said, they have knowledge of the Torah. He slapped her and he said, I will never let you marry the Arab's prophet, the prophet of the Arabs. I will not let you marry him. And because of that, her father forced her to get married to a Jewish man. So he was planning, but subhanAllah, who can plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan? Although they have the knowledge of the Torah and they know that Allah is there, they still want to plan against Allah's plan. And he made her marry, when she was 11 years old, another Jewish man. His name was Sinan ibn Mashkal. So Safiya got married at the age of 11, that they really did it. She was 11 years old. And we answered the question when people say, why did the Prophet ﷺ get married to Aisha and she was young? You see, that was normal, even for the Jews, for all religions at that time, people would get married at that age. 11, 10, 9, we said even Aisha, she was engaged when she was 7 by a non-Muslim, and Abu Bakr agreed back then. So it was very normal. Safiya got married to her first husband, Sinan ibn Mashkal, when she was 11.